to the Haunt Dogs.
This episode, we will be talking about the book Never Fall Down and how it relates to life today.
I'm Matt. This is Adam.
Hi.
And this is Cam.
Hello.
And you're watching the Hot Dogs.
We recently read Never Fall Down by Patricia McCormick. It is about a boy named Arn in Cambodia, and then his life got ruined by the Khmer Rouge.
The Khmer Rouge is a group of people who forced people to do what they didn't want to do. They starved people.
The Khmer Rouge forced people under their control to worship a fake idol called the Inca, and they forced people to work terrible hours, up to 20 hours a day, and with little to no food. Now it's time to say our favorite lines from the book. Matt, you first.
Okay, so in the book, it said, at the end of the book, it said, "And finally, the tiger in my heart, he laid down a moment and rest." So that means that he's been working his entire life to survive, and now he gets the time to rest. Now you, Adam.
My favorite line in the book is, "Now in America, I don't have to fight, I don't have to survive, I can choose a new thing to live." Because he's been trying to survive for over and over again when he was with the Khmer Rouge. But now, because he's not with the Khmer Rouge, he can be himself and live.
My favorite line is, "I grab him, I twist his neck and kill him. I feel very bad, I feel not like human, like beast or something." This is when he kills a monkey that was simply trying to care for him and look after him. And it really shows what living with among these Khmer Rouge does to his human mind.
The moment I could do without in the book is when Arn's sister is dying and lying in the jungle, and he just walks by her and doesn't shoot her with his gun. I think that he should have Arn kill her, because it would be even worse for her, because she's staying there. Like, the animals will kill her, the Vietnam people might find her and rape her and kill her after raping her. And so I think he really should have killed her, but he just kept walking.
The moment I can do without is when people just die because of thirst and starvation, because that's just terrible when you just see someone just drop dead because they can't survive anymore because they're really hungry and really thirsty.
My least favorite moment was probably when Arn was at the American school and he was trying to learn English by one of the special teachers. And when he messed up, he spit right in the teacher's face. And I think this really shows what he has gone through and what it has made him into.
Patricia McCormick made this like actual teen life because at a refugee camp in Thailand, Arn thought he was away from the Khmer Rouge. But then he ran into them. This is like regular teen life because they always think they're away from one of their problems, but then it always comes back and gets them, Matt.
I think it is keeping it real because it showed how Arn survived when all he had to eat was rice and basically nothing to drink. Also, people die of starvation and thirst. This must have been really hard for Arn to see people just die because of starvation and thirst.
I think this is definitely keeping it real because he finds his sister along the way when under the control of the Khmer Rouge, and his sister uplifts him to try to find a way out of this situation, which he otherwise might have not done, and he might have given up otherwise. Words for the author. I think the plot was greatly paced, and I never got bored reading it. It was a very easy to follow story, and it was generally just a very good story. Matt?
Yeah, I agree with Cameron. It was a very nice story. I liked the end, and I just wanted to keep reading.
The story was good, and I also agree with Cameron, it was really easy to follow and good paced, but I kind of wish you would have explained why Peter got mad at them, because sometimes he would just get really mad at them for no reason.
I agree.
Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's episode.
And thanks for watching the Hot Dogs.